Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Roger, all.
Fellow listeners, now I present to you E.T. First Contact Radio, starring our wonderful host, Martin Horst.
Welcome, my friends from all over the world. This is Martin Horst speaking. I have a wonderful guest today on E.T. First Contact Radio. His name is Piotr Chelebias. Is that pronounced correctly, Piotr?
Yes, but my name is Piotr Chelebias. I know that it's very hard to pronounce for people abroad, and even for some Polish people. So, hello, and I hope that we talk today about a mystery of UFOs in Poland.
Yes, UFOs over Poland, the land of high strangeness. I will read a little introduction about who you are, Piotr. Born in 1986 in Czestochowa, Poland, Piotr holds a master degree in history and a bachelor in political sciences. He is a well-known Polish writer and journalist specializing in fringe science and paranormal phenomena. And he's the co-founder of infra.org.pl, website collecting UFO reports, long-term UFOlical publisher and contributor to the UFOlical magazines and websites in English. He writes regularly on onenet.pl, the most popular Polish website portal, from Nizani Swiat, the oldest Polish monthly publication devoted to fringe science and paranormal phenomena. And I am familiar with onenet.pl. He's the author of The True UFOs, a book in Polish summarizing the UFO phenomenon as a whole. A unique and exclusive in-depth look at the UFO phenomenon in Poland by one of the country's foremost and most well-respected paranormal journalist and researcher, Piotr reveals here in English for the very first time a first-class perspective on the UFO mystery in his home country. UFOs over Poland takes a close look at the UFO sighting and the close encounters reports from the country's early history right through the years of the communist domination up to today's modern Poland. Nothing is missed in this fascinating publication. UFO sighting not just from the general public, but also from the police, military personnel, and both civil and military pilots. UFO landings, strange entity reports, flying triangles, alien abductions, anomalous zones, wartime UFO reports, USOs, and much more are published here in English for the very first time. And the title of the book is UFOs over Poland. And Piotr, I've been in Poland several times. Last year I was visiting Szczecin, and my ancestors are from Szczecin. I have Polish blood running through my veins. And I've also been in Gdansk, attending a concert from Jean-Michel Jarre in 2005. And I've also been in Zamość and in Warszawa. Warszawa, I was in 1999. And I love your country. It's not really far from Holland. But I love the Polish people and the hospitality. Very friendly people and an amazing country with Copernicus and others that were big scientists like yourself that have brought modern science up to the point where we are now. So, Piotr, welcome to the program.
I'm living in the southern part of Poland, so I hope that someday you will come and see my country, because the southern part of Poland is much more interesting in my opinion. So let's start our talk about UFOs. If I can say something and add about myself. Would like to say that my website infra.org.pl is collecting reports from people from Poland and abroad. As you know, there are many Polish people in the Europe, in the Netherlands, in the UK. So I often get reports also from the Western Europe. Collect reports, but we now note some drop in UFO activity. But in previous years, we record up to more than 100 reports annually. So the activity was quite high. Mm-hmm. And maybe something more about myself. I'm researching UFO phenomenon nearly day by day for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the phenomena, paranormal and similar phenomena since childhood. So I'm not restricted to UFOs, but also to other paranormal and psychic phenomena. So I'm also planning to publish a book about some other kinds of strange activities in Poland soon with Filip Mentl.
Yes, Filip Mentl has been on my radio show. He's a very interesting guy, highly intellectual, and he has collected such an amazing amount of intel and information about the UFO field throughout his career. I would like to have him back on the show. He's an amazing guest and also a good friend of you, I understand. So, Piotr, can you tell me maybe the most intriguing phenomena that happened over Poland in the last decades concerning sightings with UFOs?
In the last decade, it's hard to say, because I think that the 1980s and the decades when Poland was under socialist communist regime were much more interesting if we speak about UFOs, but in the first decade of this century, we got in fact not so many reports, but the most interesting, in my opinion, were the flying triangles. There was a really high activity of those objects in Poland in 2012. Then in 2000 and in the following years, and it's a very very mysterious kind of sightings, because the flying triangles and boomerangs that were seen in Poland weren't normal. These objects were huge and had some kind of camouflage. People, the witnesses say that the objects were similar to, as you, in the Predator movie, the main monster, the alien, had some kind of camouflage, and people told me and my friends that the objects, the boomerangs and triangles, got something similar. Their hue, their covering was surrounded by kind of the mist. So if I can say about the most interesting sighting in the last decade, I would say that was the triangles and boomerangs. For example, in 2000, probably I don't remember it well, but it was probably in 2010, a man was returning from Częstochowa and was heading to Radomsko city. It was at night, and at some moment he saw that a strange craft is hovering over the road. The road was the traffic was high, and when the man get closer to the object, he saw that it was a triangle with some kind of lights underneath, and it seems that the object is probably not working normal, because it was moving forward, but in some kind of leaps. So the man try to observe as much as he can, but it was so strange that he informed us about the sighting. In other words, there was a malfunction of the triangle or some kind. It doesn't look normal, because the man got impression that the UFO is going to fall down on the road nearly, and that was one. That is an example of the sightings. Of triangle sightings in Poland. But in previous decades, we got much more interesting cases. I'm not able to say why flying saucer or humanoid sightings are not present in today's reports to the extent that in previous decades. So and maybe that's all.
Well, very interesting. Can you share some information about what happened in the 60s and 70s from these UFO sightings? Because I believe you if you say that they are more interesting, and I would like to know more about it. And I'm sure the listeners as well.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the ufological history of Poland started in 1950s. There was a famous sighting and the Gdynia crash in 1959, but in the 1960s, the UFO phenomenon there was a some kind of pause, and we got not many reports from the 1960s. It's somewhat strange. I come across some reports from that era, but they are scarce. In the 1970s, in the next decade, the situation was identical. So there was nearly no reports. But in the 1978. after Jan Wolski sighting and his encounter with strange entities, there was a UFO flap in Poland, and the ufologists recorded many sightings. So in fact, to sum up, the 60s and 70s were a period of not very high activity of UFOs in Poland, but the reason maybe that there was a we got no official and no civilian UFO group in those times, so only the reports only appeared in the press, but there were no official groups researching the phenomenon. Then in the 70s, when the Jan Wolski encounter took place, I hope that we soon talk about his close encounter. There was a flap, as I said. The Wolski sighting, if I can more about it, is the most controversial and most important case in the UFO history of the late period. The late period is the time of communist regime. So if I can say several words about Wolski, I start with the fact that Wolski was a very simple man from Lublin area. And he was a farmer. He has no TV. He got very little education. And on some day in May 1978, Wolski was riding his horse cart through the woods, and at some moment he saw two entities on the road. Then the entities, in fact, jump on his cart and sat beside Wolski. So he was riding the cart, horse cart, with two aliens on his side. But he wasn't scared. He thought that the aliens were, in fact, Chinese people. As I say, Wolski wasn't a well-educated man, but he was honest. And he say that the sighting was strange, but he wasn't afraid. And when they pass a little distance, Wolski saw a flying thing, and that was an object in form of he named it a bus. It was similar to a bus with some kind of ladder hanging down, and he stopped the cart. He jumped down and saw that there are many aliens in the object. Soon he got to the elevator. The object was hovering over the earth, over the ground. He stepped on a kind of a elevator, and it moved up. Then he went inside the alien craft and was examined by the aliens. It wasn't an abduction of typical abduction, because the Wolski was conscious, and he got no missing time. Then he went off the object and go home. And when he told his wife what happened, she alarmed the their sons, but the object was gone. So and that was a sensation, because Wolski become a very famous man in Poland, and this case started, in fact, a UFO flap in our country in 1978. The flap finished in 1981, when the reports ceased, and then there was a little pause in UFOs sightings in Poland. There are several points in Polish UFO history, marking points. As I said, the Gdynia crash, then the Wolski sighting, but it is very controversial. And then the present times, when we record maybe not many flying saucers, but we get many, many other UFO encounters.
Well, that's very interesting, Piotr. What is your idea about first contact, and do you expect the government from some country, maybe Russia or the United States, to disclose the fact that we are not alone, or do you think that it will come from the extraterrestrials themselves?
It's very hard to say, because I think that UFO phenomenon is only in part caused by aliens. The other part is some kind of paranormal phenomenon. But if you ask about the contact, I think that there are people, maybe, probably there are people in the world who knows the truth about UFOs, about aliens. Because I'm not saying that UFOs are aliens. But as we can see in UFO history, there were many, many people on the politicians and astronauts and other who knows something more about the cosmic policy. And probably the truth about ET visitation on Earth is hidden from the people. I'm not sure why, because I explain it in another way. Some people say that the governments are hiding information about UFOs because they are afraid of mass panic or the informational chaos or the system collapse or something. But I think that today people are so accustomed with UFOs and ETs, and that they're showing their manifestation shouldn't be a shock for us. So maybe there's another reason for hiding of UFOs information. I think that people on the highest of the highest ranks, the politicians and other dissidents, don't know much more on the UFOs than we know. I think that they know some facts, but don't know what the phenomenon is, and that's the reason of their policy, of their strange policy toward UFO phenomenon. And about contact, it's also very complicated, idea, because when we talk about aliens, we think about entities or civilization that is similar to us, and got similar aims, got similar mentality, got similar way of being, but the aliens may be more exotic. They may be hostile, they may be even not interested in contacting us. So the problem is very, very complex, and I'm not ready to answer honestly and say when the alien come. In fact, it seems that the problem is must be reevaluated by the society, because people tend to think about UFOs in a way that is quite naive, because most of the people believe that some kind of super force will come from the sky and will contact humanity as gods or something. But in fact, the aliens, the ETs, if they exist, they may observe us and may not be interested in contacting us at all, because they got no aim, they got no reason for doing this. We can give them nothing in exchange. Okay, they would come to the Earth, they would contact people, but what we can offer to them, many people expect that aliens will give people cure for cancer, some kind of knowledge, some kind of technical knowledge, but in fact that would be distracting for us. That would be a very danger kind of knowledge. So as I said, I'm not expecting that the contact will took place soon.
Okay, that's a clear statement, Piotr. Now, I want to ask you about the society in Poland, the modern society, where a lot of people are on social media. But how do people react to you on the streets or in social gatherings when you speak with neighbors or people in your town or in the area? How is the subject treated amongst the population in Poland today?
I like to say it when I cope with some problems that they are very complicated and complex, and the same is in this case. When I speak with people, I meet with a variety of attitudes, but in fact, people are very, very interested in UFOs and often told me about their sightings, their ideas. But the mainstream media aren't interested in UFOs at all. So you can't find any information about UFOs, about even the most spectacular reports in the mainstream press or television. It's very strange, because I remember that maybe 15 years ago, when you watch TV news, you can always, sometimes you can find a mention about some strange incident in Poland or abroad, but when Poland joined NATO in 2000, UFOs disappeared from the media, from the mainstream media. It's very strange, but it's a fact. But people are very interested in UFOs, as I said. Maybe not all of them are open so much to tell about it and to say that yes, I saw an UFO. But much, but many people sent me emails or reports in which they stated that something strange happened to them. So society in Poland is very divided. If we talk about UFO, about attitude toward UFOs, I meet with very serious people as academical professors or doctors or policemen and so on, who say that okay, that it's possible. I also saw something, and I know that UFO is a fact, but it's a mystery. So that's a very, very complex problem. If we talk about UFO topic in Polish media.
Well, Piotr, we have the same problem in our mainstream media in the Netherlands, but not only here. I think it's a worldwide phenomenon that in the last 2 decades, the mainstream media is not reporting anything about UFOs, and when they do, they ridiculize it. So I'm very happy to be part of the BBS Radio Network, Finding Voices Radio, and Revolution Radio, where we can share on Freedom Slips, we can share the real information that is truth, and nobody is censoring us. We can be part of a truth movement that's worldwide, and I'm very happy to be part of it. And I feel connected to Philip Mantel, to the Newsom brothers that are back there in California, and all the others worldwide, Patricia Corey, James Gilliland. There are so many wonderful people out there who are doing their best to spread this knowledge and to bring it to the population. And I am very happy that I receive information now from Poland, from you, via our friend Philip Mantel, because I think it's very important that we need to know what's happening in every part of the world concerning UFOs. And of course, the United States cases about UFOs are the most well-known in the world. But I think today it's important to know what's happening in the Czech Republic, to know what's happening in Romania, to know what's happening in Uruguay, to know what's happening in Namibia, in Togo, in India, in China. You know, all those countries in the world, the same phenomena are happening. And I would like to ask people, if they are listening from Myanmar or Japan or wherever they're listening from, or Chile or wherever you are from, that you can contact me so that we can discuss an interview about the phenomenon in other parts of the world. And I'm very happy to have you, Piotr, here to share your book. So let's speak about your book, UFOs Over Poland. When did you write the book, and what are the main teasing elements you want to share about the book, so that people can consider to purchase the book and to know what's happening in Poland?
Let's start with the earlier parts of Polish UFO history. Not many people know that first observation of flying saucer in Poland took place in 1922 in Warsaw. So it's the first classic encounter, first modern UFO sighting, but it took place in nearly 25 years before Kenneth Arnold sighting. So that's very, very interesting. But when we get deeper into Polish history and the historical sources, we can see that the phenomenon was present earlier. The phenomenon was active in previous decades, in previous centuries, but people, of course, can say that weren't able to say what it is. So the first flying saucer sighting, as I said, took place in Poland so many years before the modern UFO era started. In as we remember, the modern UFO era started in 1947 with Kenneth Arnold's sighting, but so many years before, three people in Warsaw saw kind of flying saucer nearly landing on the street, and they say that it looked like a flying plate. So that's maybe the first interesting part. But when we get deeper into Slavonic mythology, we also can see some very, very strange elements. There's a tendency to compare some kinds, some elements from folklore, from myths, with ufology, and in Slavonic mythology, we also can find very similar elements. I wrote about some cases of flying orbs in our folklore. They are called świetlik or firefly, but these objects weren't the fireflies, but a kind of some, I don't know, maybe they were similar to UFOs, to the UFOs. Then people may be interested in Gdynia crash in 1959. A strange object appeared over Gdynia. Gdynia is a port over Baltic Sea, and the strange fiery and pinkish object plunged into waters. Many people from the port, workers of the port, dockers and other people saw it. And there is a very, very strange story behind the Gdynia crash, because it's very similar to Keksburg case from 1965. But there's also a second part of the incident of the Gdynia crash, because the object that plunged into water was then allegedly picked up and sent to Russia, to Moscow. As the legend said, the guardians then meet also a very strange entity on the bank on the beach over the Baltic Sea, and they connect the strange entity that was half burned with the object that fall into waters. But that's a very, very controversial thing. My book is the title of my book is The Land of High Strangeness, and in fact I'm most interested in the case of high strangeness and that transgress the normal ufological experiences and are more similar to paranormal experiences. So many people who read my book say that there is a strange mixture of cases, and they never know that something similar may exist. So that's very important for me, that I am showing them that UFO activity, UFO phenomena is not restricted to flying saucers, but it also contain many controversial aspects that show that that UFO is very complex, very intriguing, and it's not maybe we we don't think maybe there is very much or another way. Maybe we don't understand UFO phenomenon correctly, because it shows so many faces, so many forms, that the ET hypothesis telling that UFOs are coming from space and they are aliens, maybe this is only a one scenario from many, many others.
Yes, I think they are all related to each other, Piotr. Now, concerning the situation on our planet, if you look worldwide, there are UFO sightings worldwide. We are using fossil fuels, and I don't believe that those flying saucers are running on diesel. So, do you think that our government is hiding, proposing technologies that could move us faster than we do now with fossil fuels? And do you think that in the future we will be able to use as humanity those technologies that are comparable to the inventions of, for example, Nikola Tesla?
It's very hard to say what kind of propulsion UFOs use, because they're very complex. One part of the sighting involves flying saucers that looks like our that are similar to our airplanes in some way, but other UFOs are much more sophisticated, or they are similar to flying plasma or something. So it's hard to say what kind of propulsion they use, because some UFOs look, for example, like intelligent lights, look like kind of flying, look like as if composed of materials that aren't known to us. So they may be not, they may be very, very exotic. So they propulsion of the technology may be not very, we can't use it because it's much more sophisticated and exotic. So even if some people copy the flying saucer somewhere in Area 51, I don't think that they are able to use it, because it's much more complicated and sophisticated and exotic. I can compare the situation to a scenario when people from the first years of 19th century got a modern plane. They could build a replica in some way, maybe, but they would not know how to move it and how to move it and make it working. So that's the way. I think that the governments, the establishment is hiding the technologies and information about many aspects of our livings, and it's clear that the oil lobby is so strong that we may be not able to move in the cars fueled by something other than oil for decades. So You are right, Martin, that some politicians and the establishment is hiding the information from us, but I'm not able to say if they whether they got the technologies or information from aliens.
Yes, Piotr, I noticed that you were born in 1986, so you are actually a quite young researcher, and I want to give you a big compliment on your book, and I would like to read it. And I think that Philip Mantle is doing a great job to spread your knowledge and to spread the information about high strangeness UFOs over Poland. So where can people get your book, and how did it come about that such a young friend as you became interested in this phenomenon and has already published a book containing such an amazing amount of information? It's really amazing.
Thanks, Martin, for the opinion. The book is available on Amazon and on our website, flyingdispress.blogspot.com. The book, in fact, is I came across the idea to wrote the book a year ago, and then I got the materials. Then I found some contacts and write it. When I was interested in UFOs, I was nearly always interested in UFOs. As I said, I'm interested in this phenomena since early childhood, and maybe my own sighting of UFO when I was a child prompted me in some way to research this phenomena and to became a publisher, to became a writer. An author writing about such things. As I said, as a children, I saw a kind of flying saucer. It wasn't a very close encounter. It was I saw it from some distance, but I can see it clearly, and the sight, the saucer presence told me that there are things in the world that cannot be explained but by science. Many people say that if they see UFO, they will believe in it. I saw it, and I know that something like this can exist, but the topic is very complicated, and it's in many parts it's a mystery. It's not so simple that we can say that UFO is from space or there are aliens. I think that it's much more complicated, and the UFOs may came from several sources. There are maybe several independent forces behind UFO activity, and in my opinion, aliens comprise maybe small percent of the whole sightings. So that's maybe somewhat controversial for many people, that I'm not saying that that all UFOs are aliens, but I analyze the phenomenon. I know that that it's hard to accept that that UFOs are much more complicated and elusive and and in fact the phenomenon is incomparable to anything. So the mystery is prolonging, the mystery is still waiting to be unveiled. And in fact, for the years that passed, we didn't get closer to the explanation of the phenomenon. So the thing I did in my book, but not in the book UFOs Over Poland, because UFOs Over Poland is a kind of ufological chronicle, is a historical essay, in fact, but my book in Polish that will appear in March tell more about the whole UFO phenomenon. I analyzed it. I did a simple analysis of or the UFO phenomenon, and saw that at face value it may look like something from outer space, but it got some internal mechanisms that made this that make it very difficult to comprehend for us. So that's the UFO mystery, in my opinion. The mystery is still living. We still don't know what the phenomenon is, and the aliens are only one option, and it's not the explanation. It's still one of the options. And as I said in UFOs of Poland, the most interesting aspects of UFO sightings, in my opinion, pertain to cases when the UFO is influencing people's minds, because I think that much of the UFO mystery is hidden behind our psychology, in fact. So that's may sound strange, but if we get deeper in the phenomenon, we can see that UFOs are very close to many aspects of our psychology. So I would like to appeal to all the UFO enthusiasts to get deeper into the phenomenon, not to restrict to ET theory. So look deeper, and you will see many aspects that would make you scared, even scared. So that's all.
That's very interesting, Piotr, because there's also black ops from the government. Some people think that those craft sightings can be interdimensional, higher dimensions, other realities, and it's known that some of the ETs or beings inside the ships communicate telepathically and are influencing our minds. Piotr, I would like to have a little musical break. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Okay, so I will play Great Ancient Gods Are Coming, and it's from The Call of Shiva, Volume 1 from 2005, from the artist called Indra, www.indra.ro from Romania. He's an amazing artist, and you're going to love this music. We'll be back after the music. Don't go away. Stay tuned on the ET First Contact Radio. Yes, my friends, amazing music from Indra. My name is Maarten Horst. I'm transmitting on Finding Voices Radio and bbsradio.com with my guest Piotr from UFOs Above Poland. Piotr, please pronounce your name correctly. Finally, I would like to ask you the last question. What is your vision about the future, about ufology, and of course also the future for the Earth and humankind, my friend?
If I must say something about the ufology future, I must say that there are two ways, in fact. One is the total hiatus, because we see now that ufology is not evolving; it's staying in place, and that's caused by fact that the ufologists did what did they best, but they came to a wall of uncertainty, the wall of mystery, and they couldn't go farther, and it's the main problem, because they came to the edge of the UFO phenomenon, and they couldn't, they aren't able to say more about it. The other way is kind of evolution of ufology to add to their methods, to their ideas, the fact that the UFO phenomenon may had many aspects, and the ET is, as I said before, only one way. So we maybe in the next years may not go farther than now in ufology, but the newest discoveries in physics, in cosmology, say us more about our world, our universe, and maybe the answer is hidden somewhat in the construction, in the model of our reality. So maybe UFOs, as you say, Martin, before, are part of some other universe or some other reality. Maybe they are coming to Earth from places like another dimensions or another or parallel realities. So that's the other way. But the other way, the ufology that involves such ideas from the physics, from cosmology, is highly speculative. So there is another problem, because all the people want in the field is to get some physical evidence for UFOs, but this is not so easy as the decades of research show, and maybe the reason is that UFOs are not purely material. They may be composed of some kind of exotic material. They may be ethereal. They may be other dimensional. So the range of speculation is very broad, and the ufology may took in the future, in the next decades, may try to find the UFO source the roots of the phenomenon in some other realities, in some other places than our reality. So aliens may not come from space, but they may come from another dimension, but this is very, very complicated idea. So one who is interested in the interdimensional hypothesis, as ufologists name it, must read about these ideas, because parallel universes and other dimensions are not just the same realities as ours. They are something very, very complicated. And as I say, the UFO may be also some kind of parapsychological phenomenon, some kind of, or maybe some kind of some kind of collective mind of all of us. They may be coming from the same place as our dreams, in fact. Because the reality of UFOs is very, very similar to the reality of the dreams in some way. It may sound strange, but it's a fact. When you look into a book of Carl Jung about flying saucers, you can understand it well that aliens are very, very close to our psychology, as I said. But you asked me also, Martin, about the future of humanity, and that's another problem. I'm very, very I'm not optimistic about it. In fact, I can see that the world is going in wrong direction in many ways. The main problem is the system, the political and economical system. The capitalism is in fact the bad way. The communism wasn't very good, but the capitalism is even worse. The world must soon choose between staying in the capitalism or building some kind of another political or economical system. And the thing that is before us is some kind of revolution. We now live in very, very strange times, very similar to era before First World War. If you analyze the period before First War, that started in 1914, you can see that the situation is very similar to our times. So I don't be a bad prophet, but I think that another global conflict is something is something that may happen in the future. May happen, or maybe it's ongoing, but we don't call it the World War III. So that's my vision, and the vision is, as I said, non-optimistic. Something must be done in the world we are living, especially in the political system and the economical system, because the world is not able to function, is not able to go ahead in the being when we stay at the present level. So you said before, Martin, that there are many people that want to change, but I think that there's some strange force in the politics, amongst the politics and other decidents who try to stop the change and bring us down. So we will see what will happen, but I'm very, very not optimistic about it. Especially when you look at Poland, because in 1989 the democracy began in Poland after the period of so-called communist regime. But in effect, the communist regime did so many good and positive things for the society that it's incomparable with the present regime goals and success. So the 25 years, the politics of Poland weren't able to did anything for the country. So that's why so many young people escape from Poland. They also migrate to Netherlands, but they do it only to live, because here if they stay here, there's no way for them. There's no perspectives. I think that some kind of revolution is hiding and is waiting for us in the next decade of next decades.
I agree with you totally. And I think that we'll have a revolution in the Netherlands as well, coming this year probably. Is there anything you want to finish with, Piotr? A last say you wish to share with the listeners over the world, a final statement.
Dear listeners, please remember that UFO phenomenon is a kind of phenomenon that may show us the real place of people in the universe, but it's not restricted to aliens, it's not restricted to contact, but it is connected with such areas at quantum physics as the riddle of our consciousness, as the riddle of our roots, of human history. So it must be reanalyzed, it must be reevaluated, and don't trust all the things you find in the internet, and try to search the truth on your own hand. And when you succeed, you will see that even such funny and maybe amusing thing that flying saucer show us that our reality is broader and richer than we assume, than the education system, than the religion and all is saying us. So keep researching, keep studying, keep searching for the truth and check our my book in the meantime,
which is UFOs over Poland. What is your website again?
My website is in fact infra.org.pl. You can find me also on the Facebook. Remember that my name is quite hard to pronounce, and you can find me on flyingdiskpress.blogspot.com. You can contact me via Filmental. You can, as I said, find me on the Facebook also. So if you got some questions, if you got any matters for me, please feel free to read.
Thank you. Piotr, I will tomorrow upload this interview to YouTube. So in the YouTube link, I will provide the listeners with your Facebook page and also your website and the link to the book on Amazon.
Okay. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you for being here. It was a pleasure for me. And to all the listeners, I will say thank you for being here and listening to my friend Piotr, who has shared an amazing story. Stay tuned. Monday on Finding Voices Radio, my guest David Boyle, weekly guest. All the best, Piotr, and keep in touch, and I would like to drive to the south of Poland to meet you one day.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.